Thank you for holding. Is this Scott?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Scott. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good. How's it going?
Yeah, so far so good. Got the coffee, finally. I needed that. Yeah. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Excellent job.
That's what I like to hear. Did you have any, like, specific questions for me in regards to the listing or how any of it works?
No, not really. It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Obviously, I mean, if you've used Google, you know, once or twice, which I feel like most people have at this point.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay, she wanted me to go over some pricing and details, but before I dive into the pricing, you know, I just want to let you know the major benefit to you in all this is that we even have a listing available. You know, if you look up hardscaping or landscape designs in your area, you know, there's a map that pops up, and then there's only three top recommended options there. We only have one position available, so we're going down a list. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill the spot off the qualified candidates. And then once we do that, we're closing out the category, so we won't be working with anybody else in the area that provides the same services. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. No,
so obviously, you could see the value of being listed in front of your competitors.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a good way to get more work, definitely.
Yeah, about 90% of searches that are done on Google, they start and stop right there on the first page. So we're basically putting over 9 out of 10 of them are going to pull the trigger. But the beauty of it is you won't have to pay per lead or click or call, you know. It's just a flat monthly rate. We let the customers call you directly. So if you're getting 100 calls a month, your bill doesn't change. It's the same. You're just paying to have yourself out there consistently.
All right. Awesome.
Now, as far as cost, the reason she wanted me to jump on the line is because she was looking for, like, a legacy rate, which is usually for businesses that have been around for, like, 20 years or longer. It said that your uncle started this in 88?
Yeah, I think it was around that time.
Okay. So that's, like, 40 years. Closer to 40 than 30. That's crazy. No, than 20, actually. Okay. So I'll approve this. Route 2 up to 95, 8 to 10 miles. Okay. And you don't have a website?
No, not yet. Probably going to try to get one going in the springtime.
Well, we have a platinum package that includes the website. It also comes with some other features like Facebook ads, Yelp, Yellow Pages, first page placement on Bing as well. That one's normally $4.99 month to month, but if I add the legacy credit, I could get it down to $2.99. month to month. That's about the equivalent of our lowest package pricing structure, our essential. So you get the best package for the cheapest rate, and the website would be included. So we'd actually, like, purchase your domain, develop all your content, do the graphic design with your input, of course, and then the hosting would be a part of that package too. So not only are you up there, but, you know, we maintain the site. Any changes you want to make to the site, we would update for you and maintain it.
Okay. Yeah, I'd have to think about that right now.
Okay.
I mean, I definitely want to do a website, but I don't know if right now is the best time.
Well, why do you say that?
It's just, well, it's like we're pretty much like seasonal, so right now is kind of like downtime for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that might be the reason why we even have the opening to begin with, because we didn't have an opening for the last 10 months, and then all of a sudden... this guy's like, oh, I got to move to a different area for the season, and da, 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 and he's asking us to hold it, and we're like, we can't just put it on hold for 3 months. Like, somebody's got to get it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, like, that's just pretty much how Google is. It's not like, oh, yeah, let's wait 3 months and not make any money off the advertisement. But what I can say is, like, the guy that gets it today, you know, he's going to have it throughout the year, most likely, even though it's month to month. They're going to keep it through the peak time of the year, too. And then, obviously, having the website, having the placement established, you know, the long-term branding effects, you know. I mean, I don't know if you've looked into getting a website built, but, you know, a my site like this one, you know, it's going to cost you at least $1,000 just in the labor and everything just to get it up and running and the graphic design and then the... of course, you know, the hosting, you got to pay like $50 hosting each month, no matter who you go with, you know, hosting fee. So if I'm able to put that in the package, but the major benefit to you is really the placement. You know, I can put you on the first page of Google with no website at all, and it'll still get you calls and opportunities, you know, get you visibility,
have them
see your reviews. So that's really the benefit, you know. But if you have a big fancy website and it's not on the first page for people to see it, it's not really going to make you much money. So the combination of the two is pretty lethal, but you don't want to have, you know, just the site without the placement.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, makes sense.
I mean, if I could bundle them together, I'm pretty sure after a month or two of this, you'd probably leave HomeAdvisor and some of those other things that you got listed online right now that I'm seeing.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll go into any more pay per lead after this for the rest of the year. Once you're generating your own leads and people are calling you directly.
Yeah, no, that does sounds a lot better actually.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's once a month. You don't have to commit to anything longer than 30 days if you sign up with us today. I mean, I'm sure you could see a value and give it a shot. That way I could show you how well it works compared to what you're doing now, right?
Yeah. Was there any way you could, probably sign up without the website, and then if I want to, like in a month or two, I could add that in?
Well, I threw the website in at no charge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just added it so that way you don't have to worry about it later. It's also better for us to have it under one roof, because then if Google's saying, hey, you know, this doesn't match up, you need to change this on the site, instead of us having to call you and then have you call the website guy or jump online and try to fix it, we have it in-house. We could just go ahead and take care of it for you and make sure it's up to date.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'd rather have it in-house than to have to go through that three-step process of asking you to ask somebody else to get on, you know, and fix it. It's just kind of a headache. It's easier if we have access to the online listings that we can go in there and make sure it's matched up with what Google's requesting.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no, it all sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's been the most profitable way to market for the last 15 years, too. I mean, the more research you do, Google advertising, nothing beats it. You're actually catching people, like, right at the moment that they're looking for the services. I know this is a slower time of the year, but if they are looking, it's definitely going to be online. So, you know, that's almost 100% of your opportunities are going to do their research before they call somebody.
Yeah, okay.
So, if you want to get it going.
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay. So I have to create a Google business profile for you. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed, though. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
No, I could use my office line.
Okay. What's the office phone number, Scott?
No, 1 second.
Okay.
781.
859-5232. And that's just for the clients to get a hold of you. Like, I could use this 617 in case I need to get a hold of you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So I'll save this one as the cell phone and the other one as the business line. Okay, and then Google's going to send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. Now, I could hide your street address. If you do business from home, that's totally fine. I could hide it so people don't show up at your doorstep. But what's the street address that I could send that PIN verification letter to?
73 Marathon Street, Arlington.
What was it? Marathon?
Marathon.
Like running? Okay. Yes. Yeah. I'm about to do one, actually, here on February 4th. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm doing it all the way to Huntington Beach, California. It's called the Surf City Marathon. You just run on the beach in California.
Cool.
Yeah, it's 26.2 miles. So it's my first one of my life. Yeah.
I think the longest I've done was a 10K, and that was pretty tough.
Yeah. Now, I have to do 10Ks, like, almost every day.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, and the training.
Good.
Yeah, it's no joke. It's one of the most difficult things I've ever had to do. I'm happy that it's almost over. After that, I'm going to take a nice long break. I probably won't run for a while.
Nice.
Okay. And this is Cambridge, no? The Marathon Street?
Arlington.
Okay. Found it. that makes sense. I wasn't finding anything for Cambridge. 02474?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now, this they're sending you this postcard in the mail. It's going to take about 5 business days to receive. There's a little number on the back of it, Scott. It's called your PIN verification number. It's like a little 5-digit code. I'm going to need that from you when it comes in. So I'm going to send you my direct number and extension, and then I'm also going to send you this email address for you to send in, like, if you have a logo or any photos that you want to use for the website or, like, the business Facebook page. And send in as much, like, before and afters that you have so we can kind of build up that portfolio on the site there.
Okay, great.
Okay. All right, I sent off the phone number, and then here comes that email address. Boom. All right. And then what's your last name?
Aidius. A-I-D-E-U-I-S.
Okay. Let me repeat this back to you. A-I-D-E-U-I-S.
That's correct.
Okay. All right, Scott Aidius. Okay. And then I'm going to send you an invoice receipt and an outline of the agreement in writing because of the legacy credit I gave you. What's the business email address that I could send that to?
Scott@EasternReflections.com.
EasternReflections.com. Okay. Update. Make sure that comes back as valid. Okay. Looks like Gmail. Okay, good. All right. And then how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
7 to 3.
7 to 3. Okay. Now, is this Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
It's usually Monday through Fridays, but if we have like a project going on, we'll do Saturdays and, you know, take a push, right? Sometimes Sundays.
Okay. So like, 7 to 3 Monday through Friday, then, Saturday and Sunday go like by appointment only?
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect.
Okay. I got you. All right. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your clients?
I don't really usually do cash, but, check and card, yeah. I have QuickBooks, so all my invoices, I just email them straight to the clients.
Okay, I'm going to put additional fees will apply if they use the card, but no cash.
Okay.
Okay, that way they incur that cost. I think QuickBooks, they charge you like a fee for the merchant process.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think like 2 to 6% depending on what they give you, but put that on the customer if they're going to, or if they want the convenience of the card.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. All right. We're looking good, Scott. And then client interview. So we want to interview you on the business just to make sure that we're representing you properly. We want to list you in the right areas. You get 15 different keywords or services that we could list you for at a time. We want to make sure that those are qualified so that way the calls that come in are in those areas and had to have looked up those services in order to be able to reach you. We also want to pick your brain about how you want your website to look too. So usually a client interview is about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over, you have extra questions. What's your schedule look like for either today or tomorrow?
I got to get going in about 15 minutes, and then tomorrow I'm going to be busy, but Friday.
Ooh. Well, what about like 5 and 6 this afternoon? You think you'd be available for that? I know the hours are usually till 3. That's why I ask, and I know we have a slot available like 5 to 6.
I can try to do that, but
okay. I would rather try to tentatively do that, and then it's like, hey, if you can't make it, like I'll text you an hour before at 4.
Okay.
And then if it's like, hey, I can't make it, then reschedule it. But I want to try to get that done because then we can start working on the site right away, get the domain name purchased and everything, you know. It's a lot of legwork and headway we have to make. Okay. So
yeah.
That's good. I like to get things up and running as soon as possible because it's a month-to-month service too. So I don't want to spend like first 2-3 weeks of just getting a client interview done, getting the site up and running, you know. I got to get you up there in order to actually make money. So we had to get through these parts. Okay. Update. Save. All right, I'm going to send you this calendar invitation. I'm going to set up that text message reminder for you as well. Okay. All right, so that's good to go. That's going to be between 5 and 6 today. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Scott, how did you want to do that?
Could pay it with a card.
Okay, so is this under your name, the business name, or both?
It's probably both.
Okay. I want to make sure this matches up. Is it just a Scott Idiot? Is there any middle initial?
No.
Okay. Middle initial. Eastern Collections Landscape Designs. I feel like it's a long business name to have on the front of a card.
We usually just break it down to Eastern Reflections.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I wanted to make sure it matches up here for the merchant, because if anything's wrong, they will decline it. It has to match up.
Okay.
Okay. All right, and is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yeah.
Marathon Street? Okay.
Yep.
All right. All right, I'm ready for you, Scott.
Okay, it's 5146.
5146.
9400.
9400.
0152.
0152.
7853.
7853. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
5/26.
5/26. And then there should be a small three-digit code on the back.
131.
131. Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is an added form of protection for you that we'll send to you in writing with your invoice receipt and outline of the agreement. As I'm walking you through the voice verification, if I say anything that you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right, Scott, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Eastern Reflections Landscape Design.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Scott Adius, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business today?
Yes.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right, so it says to get results as fast as possible, Scott, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. We already know what you have as of today, and that's fine if you want to keep anything that you're currently using. We just want to avoid duplicating anything that you may, like any of the listings that we created, and we don't want you paying for something that you already have. So if you're not sure, just double check with us, okay?
Okay.
All right, and then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is January 17th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included a custom website design for you at no additional charge, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, it is set up to automatically renew each month on the 17th day, but you'll keep that discounted price of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. So that's never going to go back up, okay? Your legacy credit locks you in at that rate. Now, it does state in the fine print you can discontinue or cancel at any time. Excuse me. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the next billing is due so we could stop your billing cycle. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So upon your initial payment confirmation, you're going to receive a welcome text message and email here in about 2 minutes. in that text and email, you're going to have an outline of the agreement in writing. You're also going to have a form, and this one's very important. It'll say pictures needed for Google verification. And that's where it's going to ask you to send in like any required license, insurance through the state. It's going to ask like pictures of the workplace. It's just a verification form that Google has. That's what separates who's actually doing Google advertising versus the other groups. You'll have like a little shield and check mark on your listing that'll last for as long as you have the company. Lets that your potential prospects know that you're verified and you're legit and they can hire you right then and there. So look out for that. Try to fill that out as much as possible. Usually my guys, it takes them like 2 to 3 days just to kind of pull everything together and submit that. That's totally fine. It lets you know right at the bottom of the form if there's anything missing. Don't panic. We'll actually just get on a three-way call with Google and we'll verify it over the phone if we have to.
Okay.
But that concludes the initial setup process. So I officially want to welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with the Local Splash team. Looking forward to establishing a long-term business relationship with you. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I'm your account lead. So you can contact me directly with the number I provided. You have to hit extension 544. And then we have a 24/7 customer service department available to you at the same number. You just hit extension 1.
Okay.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, Scott, and then we're going to circle back with you for that client interview this afternoon between 5 and 6.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. You have a good day. Stay warm out there.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Bye-bye now.